From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. This Tuesday, President Trump delivers his first nationally broadcast speech to a joint session of Congress. White House spokesman Sean Spicer previewed the speech Monday.
This includes tax and regulatory reform to provide relief to hardworking Americans and their businesses, making the workplace better for working parents, ensuring the families who have suffered under Obamacare's skyrocketing rates see it replaced with a patient-centered alternative, making sure every child in America has access to a good education, a rebuilding of our military, and fulfilling of our commitments to veterans, to whom we obviously owe a great deal of gratitude.
The Trump administration has already unveiled a 2018 budget blueprint that calls for a $54 billion annual increase in defense spending. Mr. Trump spoke about it to the nation's governors.
This budget will be a public safety and national security budget, and it will include a historic increase in defense spending to rebuild the depleted military of the United States of America at a time we most need it.
The budget, expected to be made public next month, also seeks to cut domestic programs and foreign aid to other countries. Israeli forces are evacuating 9 homes in the West Bank settlement of Afra after the Supreme Court ruled that they were built on private Palestinian lands. Earlier this month, troops uprooted the Amona settlement following a similar court order. Senior officials from the United States, Japan, and Seoul, and I should say South Korea, met Monday in Washington on ways to further restrict funding for North Korea's weapons programs, especially targeting Pyongyang's illicit activities, including arms sales. In South Korea, retail giant Lotte the Tuesday signed a deal to provide a golf course as a site of a U.S. missile defense system. This is VOA News. South Korean prosecutors say they will charge the head of the South Korea's Samsung conglomerate and 4 other high-ranking executives with bribery and embezzlement in connection with the corruption scandal involving President Park Geun-hye. The special prosecution team created to investigate the matter also accused Samsung Group chief Lee Jae-yong of hiding assets overseas and committing perjury before Parliament. The 48-year-old Lee was arrested earlier this month in connection with the case. President Park was impeached and suspended from office back in December on charges that she colluded with her longtime friend Chae Soon-shil to extort the country's conglomerates to donate up to $70 million to 2 dubious foundations run by Chae. At least 11 policemen are dead in Afghanistan after a gunman opened fire, and it is possible the shooter may have been a policeman in what would be the latest in a string of so-called insider attacks. The incident occurred late Monday at a checkpoint in southern Helmand province, controlled largely by the Taliban. The gunman escaped with weapons and ammunition. There has been no claim of responsibility. The commercial venture SpaceX said it plans to send 2 paying passengers on a tourist trip around the moon next year using a spacecraft under development. Space Exploration Technologies chief executive Elon Musk declined to identify the 2 or how much they're willing to pay. He said they will undergo extensive training. Musk also said he believes there is a market for 1 or 2 such flights each year. The chairman of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee, Congressman Devin Nunes, Monday said he has no evidence of improper contacts between officials working on President Donald Trump's election campaign and Russian agents.
We still have not seen any evidence of anyone that from the Trump campaign or any other campaign for that matter that's communicated with the Russian government.
Nunes says that he has no plans to expand an investigation already underway, but the top Democrat on the panel, Congressman Adam Schiff, said no conclusions have been reached yet.
I think it's very important, having been an assistant U.S. attorney for 6 years, that when you begin investigation, you don't begin by stating what you believe to be the conclusion.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer said months of investigations and media reports have yielded nothing substantive. A U.S. federal appeals court has turned down the Trump administration's request to put its travel ban case on hold until the president issues a new order. The 9th Circuit Court of Appeals gave no reason for its decision Monday. The same court upheld a lower court decision suspending Mr. Trump's executive order temporarily banning travelers and refugees from 7 countries. They are Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, in Yemen. The case could end up before the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.